of all nations, the servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, set at liberty them that are bruised, and recovering their sight to the blind. Thank God. The word is not even in my heart and in my mouth. This word of faith, which I preach, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. The gospel defined how that Jesus died for my sins and your sins. According to Scripture, he was buried and he rose again the third day. According to Scripture. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God, the salvation. Everyone that believes it, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed, of faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Well, it's really a joyous time for me. A joyous time. I taught the word on television. Beginning in 1984. Amen. And I taught it 5 days a week up to 2003. And then God sent me along with a group that I took with me. And we flew by corporate jet. Flew by corporate jet from Collin County Regional Airport. Amen. And we prayed in all of 48 adjacent or contiguous states. All on the mainland. You know, in 2003, 2004. And by the time I finished praying for all the states, the war was great. I took on every principality, every power that God led me to deal with. Amen. I visited the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And many of the capital cities of the 48 states and prayed. But then I finished praying. I had not been able to teach a lot. Not been able to teach a lot. I was apostle, prophet, pastor of Peter, and a teacher. I loved my ministry of casting out devils, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead. I'm going to raise one from the dead. Cast out thousands of devils. And not cleanse one leper that I know of. But, see, many people healed of all types of sicknesses. I prayed for a woman in Tennessee once, and God gave that woman a new heart. Her whole chest was all without any feeling. And she said, I don't have any feeling in my body, in my upper thorax, upper part of my body. You know, God gave that woman a new heart. That was a blessing for my ministry. Amen. Now, prayed and watched God heal breast cancers by casting the devil out of women's breasts. Breast cancer is of the devil. It's an evil spirit. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I've watched God heal people's nerves. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I've watched God set people free, male and female, from all kinds of witchcraft. I watched God heal male and female from curses of the law. Amen. I watched God heal blind eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All manner of sickness and disease. And America rejected my ministry of power. All just a small number wanted to believe my gospel. But thank God they're scattered throughout the United States of America. They stuck with the gospel. And by staying with the gospel, they stayed with me. Others rejected the truth, followed lies, didn't want to hear what God's word had to say. Today, America is on the verge of receiving a single payer health plan. Everybody has free health care. And my friends You haven't seen what that will do to you. But there is a ministry called the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And all that believe will be healed. And their healing will remain. They won't have recurrence sickness. It won't come back, folks. What God does, He does it right. What a great blessing to be a minister of this to God's people throughout the world. Amen. So, I want to encourage all of you to believe the Word of God. Don't believe me. Believe the Word. Get the Bible. Follow along. See what it says. Believe what it says. You can get the King James? Oh, you know King James, preacher? No. How about a New International Version? Yeah, how about that one? It corresponds well with the King James Version, a couple hundred years apart. Thank you, Jesus, for the love that you have demonstrated to the human race. So, now, I would like to begin with Deuteronomy 28. This is one of Moses' books. Y'all love Moses, you know that. Well, you do. Oh, you just love Moses. The only thing you know about him is when you saw the movie, The Ten Commandments. Boy, is that sick. Oh, you might know that he spoke advisedly with his lips, and that God took him and buried him, and took him to be with Jesus, and an angel buried Moses somewhere in Mount Moab, and the devil contended for Moses' body. Amen. So, Deuteronomy is a book that Moses, the words that Moses spoke when he was bringing them into the land, out of Egypt, into the land of Canaan, Palestine. He told them what they could expect. And so we're going to, Kathy is going to read the first 14 verses, not all at once, of the book of Deuteronomy. And the first 14 verses of Deuteronomy are blessings. Are blessings as God blessed Israel through Moses. If they would obey, and I believe obey the Word of God, obey what God told Moses to do in leading the people. And I believe that the last 54 verses of the book of Deuteronomy are curses if the Jewish people with Moses and the 70 elders. And they obeyed God. You know what's amazing? Only two of those 70 went into the land. Moses didn't get to go in. He spoke advisedly with his lips. And only the children of that bunch of rebels went into the land. So let's share with the world, beginning in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Katie, would you read the verse?
Sure will. Verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth."
You read that? You hear that? Hearken and do. Hearken and do all of the commandments that God commanded through Moses, the Jewish people, to do. And God said, if they would hearken and do all that he commanded them, he would set them above all nations of the world. That above all people of the world. A nation is a person or persons. That's what God said after he brought the Jewish people out of Egypt. They were in the wilderness, and God spoke through Moses these verses. Verse 2.
"And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God."
If you notice, there is a condition. A condition. And that condition is that God will bless them and you with all the blessings that he was about to speak, provided. You would, or they would, hearken and do all the blessings that God spoke upon them. There was a condition. They had to hearken and they had to do them. Amen. Let me tell you, friends, more than 40 years ago, God ministered these words to me. And he showed me, if you will hearken to do all that I command you to do, I will show you all the blessings that will come upon you.